Okay, Roy.
Toyotas presents What's in My Pants.
Let's have your second clue, Roy. What's in your drawers?
What's your clue, Binky Boy? Scrout, what's
there
your...
There is...
Yeah?
There is...
There is...
There's a nail in it!
There's a nail in it.
There was a bone in your nose earlier.
Right.
Now you've got a nail in it. A nail in your bone?
But the bone was crossways. Like a cannibal.
I understand. We don't think anybody would just jam a bone up,
all right,
up your nose.
All right, then, young man. Let's go to the phone and take a guess now for
a prize.
Yeah. And they have neighbor stories, but first I'm going to talk with Ian. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, what's in Roy's drawers?
I'm thinking a block of cheddar.
A block of cheddar?
Where do you come with
that? Yeah, how did you get that? Why does a block of cheddar have a nail in it?
Well, I was thinking Gouda.
Gouda?
Why would Gouda have a nail in it?
That's enough out of you.
Go home.
So we have two clues so far, and there's no reason to mock.
Robin and Maynard ask, who is the snottiest neighbor?
Hello, Bud.
Yeah, this is Bud.
Yeah. That's why Bud.
My neighbor used to sneak into my house at night when I was passed out and turn my stereo down.
Okay. You know, and that is really good. That's when you're passed out.
That's about the kindest neighbor. That's a do-gooder. Robin and Maynard ask,
who is the snottiest neighbor?
Neighbor?
Well, once again, Robin, good afternoon. Good afternoon, John. She was a lady that was a senior citizen who enjoyed simply walking around topless. And she had no problem with that. And we had two young children at the time. And
did you talk to her about this?
Well, we had a brief conversation about it. I simply suggested that when she's going to walk around, that it might be nice if she closed her blinds. And I was trying to, you know, I mean, we're neighbors, so I'm not trying to create a big problem.
What did she say to you when you asked her to quit showing her?
Well, she basically looked at me and smiled.
That's it.
Really?
At least I had a real definition of gravity.
Yeah, I understand. Right. Well, she was going long.
How about that?
Yes.
All right, we've got traffic.
It wasn't you, was it, ma'am? Who are you?
This is Rosemary Clooney.
No. Rosemary Clooney,
I don't think so.
All right.
West Seattle, Harbor Avenue Southwest between Fairmont Avenue Southwest and Florida closed to rescue and recovery work in progress. So they don't want you down there looky loons.
Oh, by God, if there's anything interesting to see in this town, the cops will keep you from looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Robin and Maynard ask, who is the snottiest neighbor?
And who is the snottiest neighbor?
Can I talk to Brian, please?
Brian, yes. Could you get on the phone, Brian?
Yes, mommy.
All right.
Brian, your girlfriend's on the phone.
Go ahead, Brian.
Howdy.
Hello?
Howdy.
Can you put Brian on the phone, please?
Okay, can you hold on a minute? Hold on!
Can you hold for a moment while we get Brian for you?
Oh, is that what you were saying? Yeah.
What do you want to talk to Brian about?
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll just call back later. Jeez, if it's that big of a deal. Sorry, I called.
Yeah, it's very important, Brian. It's very important. It's difficult for him to get to the phone.
You know, he's a busy man.
He's a really busy guy. What do you need?
Hey. He just said he'd be working 3 to 7 tonight.
Oh, that Brian.
Oh, are you calling for a disc jockey?
Yeah.
Really?
He said 0924 was...
Whoa.
Are you a groupie?
I'm sorry.
Are you a groupie?
No, not at all, actually.
You're not?
No.
Well, you've called the groupie line. Oh, it's true. Oh, that's, that's exactly right.
And you've destroyed a perfectly reasonable Robin and Maynard setup.
Oh,
Robin and Maynard ask, who is the snottiest neighbor?
We have to understand the definition of snotty. Snotty, bitchy, not unlike the mighty and powerful Madame Fabulina, who calls for background music at this time. There, Shane.
We're looking for neighbors who are turd with fentanyl.
Yeah, hi, it's Brian there.
Yeah. All right, smartass.
Okay,
to Joshua.
Yes, and it's Joshua, by the way.
Yes, Joshua.
Oh, please.
I would absolutely have to agree with...
excuse me, Joshua?
Yes, Joshua.
Joshua, may I call you Nancy?
I would have to say that I am the snottiest neighbor.
Nancy.
Now, Josois, do tell.
Yes, Josois.
Well, I would have to say that I wouldn't believe it's being snotty, even though nobody has called in and does understand.
All right, now listen to me, Josois. You're taking me on a trip to no man's land. Get to the point.
Okay, I'm getting to the point. People just to be a bit more respectful.
No,
of
you know,
Josh,
if you just piss me off, I just don't
that?
Like it.
What the hell is wrong
okay,
with
that's
that
just
guy.
Enough.
Toyota's presents What's in My Pants.
Well, honey, we're looking for clue number 4, I believe. What's in your drawers?
The clue, please, young Royce.
All I do all day is give clues.
Well, that's why you're here. So what is the clue for this hour?
Bitten by the frost.
Bitten by the frost.
Of the 10.
The 10.
One is lost.
One is
so
lost.
So how about that?
Bitten by the frost of the 10, one is lost.
Right.
Oh, God. This one's bending my brain, Royce. Hello?
Hey, does he got one of Rulon Gardner's toes in his pocket?
Is a Rulon Gardner's toe in your trousers?
Yep.
Away!
Yes!
Congratulations.
Rulon Gardner's toe.
And what has he won, Roy?
Shall we unzip the prize pouch?
Okay.
My friend, you have your choice.
Okay.
Peeps.
Oh.
Or Mary Kay Nighttime Emollient.
Yeah.
How's your complexion?
It's doing well right now. It's spring.
Or would you like the Last Castle on DVD compliments of Blockbuster Video, starring Robert Redford?
It's a great comedy.
I'll think about this one real quick.
Well, you're a hell of a guy.
Oh, thanks.
Jeez, let's be best friends.
Roy, do you want to go over to this guy's house?
Okay, I'm coming over tonight.
All right.
Look forward to seeing you then. 6 before 6, the classic
Rock Station.
Well, if you're so good, why don't you introduce the little record then?
Okay, you play it.
No, you go ahead and introduce it before I play it. If you think you know so much what I'm going to say.
Okay, here's about the coolest record you could ever hear in your life. You like this one? Have you ever heard this one before?
Once or twice, yeah.
What do you think of this one?
Oh, well, which one?
How do you like this one if you know so much? Listen!
Oh, boy. I'm plumb tuckered out.